弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace be with you all, brothers and sisters.
今天的内容就刚才读诗篇的时候都读过了。
Today's message is from the scripture that we just read.
不晓得大家记得有多少。
I don't know how much you guys remember.
今天的这个主题呢是成梦，成梦而飞。
Today my title is Ride the Dreams.
就是驾了梦啊，就是让你可以飞翔。
It's like riding on the dream and you can fly with your dreams.
这个人生呢是需要梦想的。
Every person must have a dream in their lifetime.
不晓得大家现在有没有梦想呢？
I don't know if any of you have dreams now.
少年人有少年人的梦想。
Young people have young people's dreams.
青年人有青年人的梦想。
And young professionals have their dreams.
成年人也应该有梦想。
Adults should also have dreams.
不过呢，很多青年人都没有梦想。
A lot of adults don't have dreams anymore.
因为觉得不太实际。
Because it doesn't seem realistic.
老年人有没有梦想呢？
And how about all the elderly people? Do they have dreams?
有些老年人已经不梦想了。
A lot of elder people don't even dream anymore.
老年人是做梦，是好好睡觉啊。
They dream to have a good night's sleep of dreams.
但这个是对的，不一定对的。
It's not really true, but it's not really false either.
做一天的人就有一天人的梦想。
Up to being a human for one day, we must have a dream for the day.
我们的信仰，那个要求，大使命的要求，是要求我们有梦想。
The mission for us is to have dreams.
因为圣经说要把福音传到地极。
Because in the Bible, it tells us to share the gospel to the ends of the earth.
去到地极的话，你必须有梦，你必须要飞，你才可以到达那个境地。
Spreading the gospel to the ends of the earth, you must have dreams to carry the message to the ends of the earth.
那梦想呢，在圣经里面呢，就不讲梦想的。
In the Bible, it doesn't necessarily talk about dreams.
圣经里面是讲意象，意象 vision.
It talks about vision.
就是说，你必须要 vision.
It says you must have a vision. 有意象。You must have a vision in your mind.
人假如没有意象，就会灭亡了。
If you don't have a vision, you will die away.
教会也是的。
Same thing with a church.
教会当然我们很好，改名字叫主爱之家，这很好。
Our church, the title is House of Christ Love. It's a good title.
我们可以在家里面可以彼此相爱。
We can love each other within church.
在爱中啊，我们可以好好的来生活、敬拜、侍奉主。
And live in a loving environment and grow together and worship.
但不等于我们没有梦想。
It doesn't necessarily mean we do not have vision or dream.
因为我们的家是有一个大使命的。
Because we have a great mission within the House of Christ Love.
但是呢，我们的教会呢，传统上呢是。好像不太鼓励啊，我们应该有梦想，有梦。
Traditionally, church don't really want you to have a dream.
我们都鼓励我们要顺服。
Encourages us to obey, to be obedient.
总之，牧师怎么说，你就跟着做就好了。
Essentially, whatever the pastor says, you follow along.
执事同工怎么说，你听话，好好跟着就好了。
Whatever the deacons and other people say, you just follow along with them.
有些假如有些牧师有梦想，那还好，你就跟着他做梦了。
If a pastor has a dream, it's great because you can follow along with the dream.
但最怕有些牧师没有梦想，就麻烦了。
The worst situation is when a pastor doesn't have a dream. Then what do you do?
我是牧师了，所以我不怕讲一下牧师的事情。
I'm a pastor, so I'm not afraid to talk about pastorly things.
你知道做牧师做了好久的日子了，弟兄姐妹要听得到都讲了，什么都做了，都是不动的，推不动的时候呢，就算了。
A lot of times, if you've been a pastor for many years, and you share the same similar messages to the congregation, there's no way to push them anymore.
那没有梦想怎么办呢？
And what if you don't have a dream? What do you do?
没有梦想的牧师呢，就每个礼拜天呢，就会点人数了。
A pastor without dream, they'll start count the numbers of people within the church each week.
看看这个礼拜不错，还来了不少的弟兄姐妹。
Every week they count how many people physically in the church.
暑假就比较麻烦了，暑假好多家庭都去旅行去了。
Summertime, a lot of family go on vacation, so the numbers are not that high.
这是好可怜啊，点人数是好可怜啊。
It is very pity to do such thing to count numbers.
然后呢，有些教会真的有个教会在发行呢，他不单是牧师点人数，那个执事在拿这个表来点人数。
In some churches in Flushing, actually, not just the pastors count numbers, even the deacons start counting numbers.
他不单点人数还 tick， 就是报名，好像报到这样的。
Not only do they look at the numbers, they actually do kind of like an attendance thing in the church.
为什么要这样呢？
Why do they do such things?
因为那个教会啊，好多人要申请那个政治庇护。
A lot of people in the church, they,
这个就说。所以他要点
they count the numbers for government to essentially get their green cards.
所以呢，就是让为的要交账了，所以就点了，有一个证据说啊，这个人呢是有来聚会的，他是基督徒。
So essentially, for them to take attendance of that specific person, for them to obtain their citizenship as their status in U.S. to say that they go to church every week.
所以呢，这个事情呢，不是说。点人数不对啊，这个并不是这个意思。但是假如没有梦想而这样做了，我们就觉得没有路，就是不太好了。
I'm not saying it's not good to count numbers. It's just that when you count numbers without having a dream, it becomes useless.
就是成为一种习惯就麻烦了。
And if it becomes a tradition, every time, then it's a problem.
我记得了，我好多年前，当我那时候还年轻啊。那我就想在这个教会里面来工作好久了。
Many years ago when I was still young, I was thinking, oh, I've been in this church working for a while.
那个教会呢，这也其实从人数来说呢是不错的，有差不多1000人啊。
And from numbers perspective, we had 1,000 people, which was great.
但是呢，我就觉得，哎呀，这个在我们虽然教会好多人，但是在这个社区里面有更多人，他们没有听过福音啊。
However, even though there are so many people in the church, but in the community, there's even more people who haven't heard the gospel yet.
所以呢，我就想了，就有好多的计划，好多的想法。那我就跟一位我好敬重的一个牧师，年老的牧师，跟他来分享我的心愿。
Because of that, I had a lot of thoughts and plans in my mind. So I share with an elderly pastor my vision, my thoughts to him.
用今天的主题来说，就是分享我的梦想了。
Essentially sharing my dreams with that pastor.
我以为了牧师一定好赞赏我啊，我也很有心啊。牧师每次讲道都希望基督徒有心嘛。
A lot of times, I thought when I share that with the pastor, he'll be very pleased because when he shared the gospel, share in sermons, he wants Christians to
是不是啊？牧师
have the willingness to do so.
每次讲道都说要我们要怎么样，要怎么样，要怎么样。现在呢，我就要怎么样了，我就跟牧师说我要怎么样了。应该他是好高兴才是。
Because pastor, when they share the sermon, they want Christians to do this, 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 then that. So now I'm on the opposite side.Going to the pastor, telling him what I want to do.
但是呢，他的回应呢，叫我真的一生难忘啊。
But his response was very unforgettable.
好失望，好失望。
I was very disappointed by his response.
他说：“你不要好高骛远，只要脚踏实地。”
He basically said, told me to be content with what I have.
这个真的对我打击好大。
It was a big strike to me.
所以呢，今天呢，我到我年老了。
Now even to this day, when I'm a lot older.
所以呢，有年轻人呢，把他的梦想跟我分享的时候，虽然我觉得有些不太实际。
So now when young people tell me their plans and their dreams, even though it might not seem the most appropriate.
但是呢，我真的不敢说，哎呀，不要好高骛远啊，不要要脚踏实地。
But I don't want to tell them to be content with what they have.
幸亏那天呢，我没有听牧师讲。
Good thing I didn't listen to the pastor that time.
我还是好高骛远。
I was not content with what I had.
因为圣经是明明心里面有个感动，觉得应该要这样做啊，福音要传到地极啊，要把最好的给福音啊。
Because I had this feeling, this touchiness in my heart, telling me to spread the gospel to the ends of the earth.
那幸亏了没有听，所以呢，过了几十年，现在有角胜啊，有好多的儿童村的工作啦，有国际的分会啦。
And because of not listening to the pastor, now there's Christian Herald Church, and there's also a children ministry as well, and many others.
圣经有好多地方都叫我们 move on, 发展, 要把你的扩大你的居所，扩大你的帐幕的幔子。 都是叫我们要去的。
Actually, in the Bible, it tells a lot of times it tells us to move forward, to expand your horizons.
那今天的读的圣经，是圣经里面那就神呢就把四个梦想呢就写在圣经里面。So
in the Bible passage that we read today, God shared four dreams to us.
我读的时候就好像真的描述一个梦境啊。
So when I read it, it's as if I was within the dream.
然后呢，好像神借着那四幅图画，把一些应该有的梦想呢摆在我们前面。And
God has painted four pictures in front of us, the type of dreams that we should have.
他来帮助我们，教导我们应该有怎么样的梦想。And
helps and teaches us what type of dreams that we should have.
有四个梦想。And
there's four. Of them.
那今天呢，我们大概每个梦想讲十分钟吧。So
we'll talk about each dream for 10 minutes.
时间是好急的，不过呢，给大家一个观念。A
little rushed, but just a big picture.
但是梦想，我不能够替你梦想，你要自己去梦想。I
don't want to dream for you. I want you to dream for yourself.
所以我希望呢，上帝话语来帮助大家。 让大家重新来编织我们的梦想。I hope
that God's word can help us make our dreams come true.
好，我们来看第一个梦想。Let's
look at the first dream.
从第10到12节。And
that is from verse 10 to verse 12.
10、11、12，请听我读啊。耶和华使泉源涌在山谷，流在山间。 使野地的走兽有水喝，野鹿得解其喝。天上的飞鸟有水在水旁住宿。啊，可以。啊，verse
10. He makes springs pour water into the ravines. It flows between the mountains. They give water to all the beasts of the field. The wild donkeys quench their thirst. The birds of the sky nest by the waters. They sing among the branches.
这里一幅很美丽的图画。It
is a beautiful picture in front of us.
这是讲了那个山谷啊，又满了水。It
says the ravines are covered by water, spring water.
这个水呢，就从山谷涌出来。And
the water flows between mountains.
涌到这个高山啊。To
the top.
然后从高山呢，那个又流在山间，那很多水呢，就流在山间。And
from the mountain, it flows down.
然后呢？ 就使野地的走兽有水喝。That
way, the wild donkeys can quench their thirst.
也特别提到野鹿。Especially
mentioned about the donkeys.
就是说，所谓野呢，就是没有人管的，好像我们说这个是野孩子，就是没有父母的，叫野孩子。野鹿就是这个意思。In
here it says wild donkeys, meaning the donkey does not have an owner, just like when we say about wild child. They're not very cared for.
漂流的、流荡的，但是他们有水喝，因为有水流在山间。So
here, even though the donkeys are wild, they are able to quench their thirst with the waters flowing from the mountain.
然后天上的飞鸟呢，有在水旁可以住宿。为什么可以住宿呢？因为那里有树，有树枝，可以让它可以落脚，它的脚就。 就可以住宿了。And
the birds of the sky, they nest by the waters. Why they can do that? Because there are branches around where they can lay their feet.
这应该是教会的一个梦想。It
should be a dream for the church.
好多的水从我们这个教会里面流出去。A
lot of water flow from the church outward.
好丰富。Very
abundant.
好丰富，所以流在山间，到处都有。
Very abundant, flowing out from the church to everywhere.
然后呢，让我们社区里面那些流荡者，这个灵魂流荡的人，好像野鹿一样的人，能够解其喝。And
those within the community will be able to quench their thirst within the soul.
然后一些来到美国，好多从台湾、从中国等来到美国的人呢，他们就好像一个鸟一样在飞，但是他需要一个落脚的地方。
Those from Hong Kong and China or Taiwan, like birds, they can have a place to nest.
啊, 这是一个梦想。
It is a dream.
这个可以做得到吗？
Can we do that?
就说教会能够丰富起来，丰盛起来。
Church being become abundant.
啊, 我觉得啊，不一定说要好多人，要好多能力，好丰富才可以。
I don't think we need that much. We need many people, or we need that much resources to do that. I remember when the church that I first became a Christian. The church that I became a Christian, I think of them. It was back in the 60s.
在香港的一个木屋区里面。
It was back in Hong Kong.
我们一般年轻人呢，就把那个教会自己盖的一个木屋的房子放在山顶。
So we, youngsters build a church house on top of the mountain.
还没有到顶啊，大概高的地方。
A high place, maybe not on the top of the mountain.
然后呢，我们都跟我们现在人数差不多。
It was similar to the amount of people that we have today.
那我们每次礼拜天呢，早上我们聚会完了。
After service on Sundays.
我们就一同还有主日学啊。
Of course, after Sunday school.
然后呢，我们就吃饭。
We'll eat together.
下午了，吃完饭之后呢，我们就两个、三个这样的去到那个牧区不同的家庭里面了。
And after lunch, we pair up in two or threes and go to each family's area.
你知道假如你从香港来的话呢，你知道1960年代呢，是一个手工业的年代。
Back in the 60s, Hong Kong, if you know, they do a lot of things manually.
很多人的家庭呢，要看孩子啊，什么样呢，他们不能够到外面工作了，他们就拿着手工艺回来来在家庭工作。
So a lot of people, because they have to take care of their children, they cannot go out to work. So they do a lot of things manually in their home to bring out.
你知道香港的那个首富啊，李嘉诚呢，他的开始就是开这些工厂，然后呢就分发出很多家庭呢来帮他工作的。
So the billionaire of Hong Kong actually had his company, and they brought the work out to the families for them to do work at home.
所以呢，我们下午聚完会。我们就好像这里所形容的，我们就留在山间啊，到处都看到我们两个三个这样去拜访他们的家庭。
So to us, we pair up in twos and threes, just like the passage mentioned, like the water flowing from the mountains, we'll go to the families.
我们还记得了，我们那个时候呢，还蹲在哪里了，跟他们一起来做手工艺。
So I remember back then, we actually sat down with them and do whether it's sewing or cross stitches.
一面跟他们谈福音，问候他们，跟他们交朋友。
As we're working with them, we share with them and talk to them, become friends.
然后呢，到约好了晚上，我们晚上有开布道会。
And at night, we'll have evangelical meetings.
我们又拿着那个手电筒了，又没有电了，就拿着手电筒了。就每一家又聚，好像留在山间啊，再去带他们去聚会了。
Again, we carry lanterns and go to each families, to visit them.
啊，这个真上帝好赐福我们的工作。
And God blessed us significantly with our work.
我们可以带当时的一些人来到教会里面。
We brought a lot of them to church.
或者说，我们现在有几十间了。在全香港呢，发展到有几十间教会了。
And in Hong Kong, we have expanded to tens a lot of churches.
其实，在我们这个地区，也有好多人像野驴一样没有人雇的。
Actually, in our community, there's a lot of people just like the wild donkeys, doesn't have anyone to care for.
有人在山就飞鸟哈，它需要一个落脚的地方。
And many people like the birds in the sky needing a place to nest.
我的意思是，不是说他们没有地方住。
I'm not saying they don't have a place to live.
也不是说他们没有人顾。
And I'm not saying they don't have anyone to take care of.
或他们的心没有一个安定的地方，没有一个落脚的地方。
I'm talking about their heart. Their heart have no place to rest.
跟这个 Flushing 跟那个 Chinatown 不同，我想这里哈，应该是不同。
I think it's different here from Chinatown and Flushing.
在 Chinatown 在 Flushing 确实真的有好多人呢，他们从中国一个人来到街边，或者台湾香港一个人来到街边来奋斗，有些人病了就好苦了。
And in New York City, a lot of people come from Hong Kong, China, or Taiwan. When they come here by themselves, and when they're sick, they're just alone. It's very pitiful.
And
in our church, in my church, we encounter a lot of these situations.
一个女人，她我们在街头，她来求助啊，她来请求我们帮助。她，但是她其实她是从中国来的。
We had a woman coming seeking help from in Flushing. She came from China.
但是好可怜。
And it was very sad.
一个人这个走动也不太方便，就推动一个这个帮助她走路的东西，在就是在社区走来走去。
And she can't walk around without a wheelchair in the community. 我们也
去帮她筹款啊，帮她看医生。
So we help her seek medical care.
后来。一段很长的时间。
And after a long time.
后来呢，就有一天呢，她突然间出现了。
And one day she suddenly appeared.
就好像没有她的影子，但后来出现了。
Because she disappeared for a while, and all of a sudden she came back.
后来才知道她的情况。
And then we realized her situation.
原来呢，她的女儿呢，在中国呢是做律师的。
Actually, her daughter in China is a lawyer.
他还那个女儿还带了一些，我都忘记是什么，带个礼物来给我。
The daughter actually brought back a gift.
好像是茶叶吧。
I think it was tea bag or something.
哦，原来啊，她是一个人来到这边。
Actually, the woman she came to America by herself.
有困难不敢告诉家乡的人。
And when she has problems, she's afraid to tell people.
好像野驴一样啊。
So she was just like the wild donkey. She doesn't have anywhere to seek help.
我太太在医院里面工作。
My wife works in the hospital.
看到一种的情况。
She sees this phenomenon.
在医院里面呢，有些人被丢在那里了，没有人去探访他们。
In the hospital, a lot of people are there by themselves without any visitors.
那医院也没有他们，没有他办法，就是让他住了好长的时间，就住在里面。
In hospital, can't really kick people out, so just let them stay there.
没有病。
They don't have any disease.
没有人去敢探访他，要不一探访了，他就住这个人就有责任了。
No one is willing to visit them because once they visit, they have responsibility for that person.
这野驴啊,
just like wild donkeys.
好多的这种情况。
There's a lot of circumstances like that.
教会的存在了。
And a purpose of a church.
我们是否能够像水流在山间呢?
Can we be like the waters flowing down from the mountain?
让人得到饱足。
So that they can quench their thirst.
野驴的水啊，能够在那里喝水。
Just like the wild donkeys quench their thirst.
这个第一个梦想。
That is the first dream.
想想看，我们弟兄姐妹，我不晓得会不会啊？我们有没有这种探访的工作，这种关怀人的工作？有时候我们真的可以商约两个人、三个人在教会里面约好哈，我们什么时候去探访什么人，就是好像是这个留在山间的水一样嘛。
I don't know if our church does that already, but we can pair up into the threes to go visit individual families, just like sharing and flowing the water from mountains to them.
啊，这是第一个梦想。
That is the first dream.
那第二个梦想呢?
And the second dream is.
我们来看第十三到十八节。
Let's read from 13 to 18.
十三到十八节，他从楼阁中浇灌山岭，因他作为的功效。地就丰足，他使草生长，给六蔬七，使菜蔬发长，供给人用，使人从地里能得食物，又得酒，能悦人心，得油，能润人面，得粮，能养人心。住在的佳美的树木就是黎巴嫩的香柏树，是耶和华所栽种的，种满了直张。雀鸟在其中打窝，橘鹤、松树是它的房屋，高山为野地山羊的住所，岩石为沙番的长处。
Verse 13, He waters the mountains from his upper chambers. The land is satisfied by the fruit of his work. He makes grass grow for the cattle, and plants for the people to cultivate, bringing forth food from the earth.Wine that gladdens human hearts, oil to make their faces shine, and bread that sustains their hearts. The trees of the Lord are well watered, the cedars of Lebanon that he planted. There, the birds make their nests. The storks has its home in the junipers. The high mountains belong to the wild goats. The crags are a refuge for the hyrax. The second dream.
看到一个不相称的图画。
You see an imbalanced image.
我不知道大家有没有留意了13节。
I don't know if you notice in verse 13.
他从楼阁中浇灌山岭。
He waters the mountain from his upper chambers.
我的中文的翻译是楼阁。 从楼阁流出的水浇灌山岭。
It says waters the mountains from his upper chamber. So upper chamber water coming out.
这个是一个不对称的一个描述啊。
It is an imbalanced image.
你怎么能够从一个小小的地方 能够浇灌整个山岭呢?
Because how can you water the whole entire mountain from an upper chamber, a small space?
不过梦就是这样的,不对称的。
But of course, dream is just like that.
是不是啊?
It's not balanced.
假如太过现实就不是梦了。
Because if it's too realistic, then it's not a dream anymore.
这个就是不现实啊。
This is unrealistic.
但是啦, 重要的地方就在这里。
But the important things, it actually is here.
神能够常常叫一些不现实的梦想了成为现实的。
God oftentimes makes those unreal dreams that seem unrealistic make it true.
我们都习惯, 假如太过的不切实际了, 我们就不会做, 也不会想了。
Oftentimes, when it's unrealistic, we often not even go forward with it.
我不晓得可不可以扭转大家一种思想上的习惯。
I don't know if I can change your perspective in your thought process.
楼阁怎么可以浇灌山岭呢?
How can an upper chamber waters the mountains?
但这里是这样说。
But in the verse, it says such.
主耶稣也常常呢来叫他的门徒做些不对称的事。
Jesus often tells his disciples to do things that seems imbalanced.
很出名的一段圣经呢，就是有一大群人。 超过5000人在那个山上，耶稣就对门徒说：“你们给他们吃吧。”
On the mountains, there were 5,000 people, and Jesus told his disciples to feed those people, to feed the
5,000。那个你们有多少人啊？
What is the you? How many people?
12个人。
That the disciples.
连耶稣13个人。
Including Jesus was 13 people.
那边呢？
But what was on the contrary?
单单是男丁是5000人,
only the male already
5,000.
It is not proportional.
那大使命也不对称啊,
the greatest commission is not proportional either.
所以你们要去,
so it says, so you have to go.
使万民做我的门徒,
so that all ends of the earth can be my disciple, everyone.
假如我是当时的门徒，我就对耶稣说这个讲笑话，怎么我们怎么回应万民的需要呢？
If I was a disciple, I would say, Jesus, are you joking? How can we satisfy the needs of the ends of the earth?
但是这是清清楚楚的大使命的内容啊。
But that is the message from the greatest commission.
幸亏门徒了，就听话了，就一起传到今天。
I'm glad that disciples listened to Jesus and spread the gospel from then on.
所以难怪那个腓力啊，腓，是当耶稣说你们给他们吃吧，耶稣门徒这个腓力就忍不住了，就好像有点顶撞的耶稣的情况。我们就算有20两银子去买饼给他们吃，也是不够啊。
So when Jesus told the disciples, I think Philip questioned Jesus, even if we had enough money to 20 silver talents to purchase the bread, we will not be able to feed the 5,000 people.
不对称。
It is not proportional.
但却能够成为事实。
However, it became a truth.
所以呢，我觉得, 我们可以做这样的梦。
So therefore, I think we can have similar dreams.
其实我最近呢，有一种感想啊，是一种不对称的感想。
So I had this thought, disproportional thought.
是关于我自己。
It is regarding myself.
那我70岁那年呢，神就把一个训练宣教士的负担放在我的 我的信众。
God has given me the burden to train up missionaries.
你知道我们都听过一句话，什么十年树木，百年树人呐、啊，就说你用十年去种棵树，啊，但是你用一百年来栽培一个人呐、啊。
So there's this、
啊、
there's a saying, it takes only 10 years to grow a tree, but it takes many years to build up a person.
那我70岁了，我还有多少时间可以栽培宣教士呢？
So to me, I'm already 70 years old. How many more years do I have to train up missionaries?
不过无论怎么样了，我现在都已经开始做了。
But regardless of how many years I have, I already started the mission.
我知道我过去了，还有人来帮助，来很多人来帮助。
Because I know once, even when I pass, there will be people following me, carrying that mission.
其实我们一直都在做一些不对称的事。
Actually, we're all doing disproportional things in our life.
我曾经告诉过大家了，角生景兰在2004年承接了一个儿童村的这个孤儿院的工作，这是完全不对称的，怎么可能呢
？I can share with you. In 2004, Christian Herald Church started the missionary for the orphanage.
但是又做了。
It is disproportional, however.
有四个儿童村了。
Even though it was disproportional, however, it happened. And we have 4 orphanages.
来说明这种不对称的，但一想就会想得出来了。
You don't even have to ponder upon the disproportionate. You can already see.
好不好叫弟兄姐妹，我们做些我们认为这个不敢相信的事情。
How about we do something that we don't think we can do?
去梦想你认为不可能的事情。
To dream things that you see that seems impossible.
是可以的。
You can do it.
那神不会叫我们做一些我们根本做不到的事情。
God will not ask us to do things that are impossible.
因为我今天不是解释圣经，我只是把一个 picture， 把一个图画来给大家看到。
I'm not explaining the Bible today. I'm just giving you a big picture.
在河流中浇灌整个的山林，做得到。
You can water the mountains from upper chambers.
好，第三幅图画。
The third picture.
第三个梦想。
The third dream.
我们来看第19-23节。
It is from verse 19 to verse 23.
19-23节。你安置月亮为定节令，日头自知沉落。你照黑暗为夜，林中的百兽都爬出来，少壮狮子嚎叫要找食，向神寻求食物。日头一出，兽便躲避，卧在洞里，人出去工作劳碌，直到晚上。耶和华你所造的和直到晚上就好了。
Okay, to verse 19 to 23. He made the moon to mark the seasons, and the sun knows when to go down. You bring darkness, it becomes night, and all the beasts of the forest prowl. The lions roar for their prey and seek their food from God. The sun rises, and they steal away. They return and lie down in their dens. Then people go out to their work, to their labor until evening.
好了，这个是什么梦想呢
？So what kind of dream is this？
这个描述是什么呢
？What does it try to
explain？ 就说神做野兽跟人类。
So God made wild beasts and human。
然后呢，这个晚上的时候呢，那些野兽就出来找东西吃了。
So at nighttime, the beasts come out seeking food。
然后呢，日间日头出来，他们就去睡觉了。
And when the sun comes out, the beasts go to bed.
然后呢，日间就轮到人出来了。
And during the daytime, when the sun is out, humans come out.
晚上呢，人就睡觉了。
And at nighttime, humans go to rest.
这些两者呢，河水不犯井水的。
So these two types, they don't bother each other.
你知道我们住的地方不是很郊外的地方，还是？Queens 还是很多人住的地方。
So in Queens, there's a lot of people, not very suburban.
我是住在 Bayside.
I live in Bayside.
有时候呢，我跟师母呢，就不太晚啊，九点多的时候呢，有时候那些浣熊就出来了。
So at nighttime, around 9 o'clock, there'll be wild animals out.
Raccoon.
The raccoons. raccoons.
哇，有时候好可怕的，两个眼睛看着你的。
It's actually really scary. They look you right in the eyes.
有时候不是一个，要是两三个的。
Sometimes not just one, a couple.
他也不怕你的。
They're not afraid of you.
哇，幸亏了，这个不是老虎、狮子。
I'm glad it's not tiger or lion.
所以上帝创造大地的时候
，So when God created heaven and earth,
是分得好清楚的。
Separated very clearly.
黑夜人要睡觉。
Nighttime humans sleep.
然后日一间工作。
And daytime work.
有的吃。
You have food.
晚上是野兽的时间。
And the nighttime it belongs to the beasts.
啊，这个是一幅很特别的图画。
It is a special picture.
你有没有梦想呢？今天。是人是人，野兽是野兽。
You have a dream. Humans are humans and beasts are beasts.
你知道今天的这个分得不清楚了。
Now it's not separated clearly.
今天野兽还是野兽。
Today wild beasts are still wild beasts.
人很多变成野兽了。
But a lot of times men have become beasts.
好可怕。
Right?
我们以为那个狐狸好狡猾。
We often think fox very mischievous.
但狐狸一看出你就知道是狐狸啊。
But when you look at a fox, you can tell that it's a fox.
人可以叫狐狸，但是没有尾巴的狐狸，你看不出来的。
But humans sometimes are like fox, even though without tail.
你知道耶稣曾经，耶稣很少骂人的。
Jesus don't rebuke people often.
耶稣曾经骂一个人叫老狐狸啊。
Jesus actually called someone an old fox.
要小心啊，老的时候很容易成为狐狸啊。
So be careful when you become older, easily becoming a fox.
你青年的时候还好一点。
When you're younger, it's easier.
人越老了就越容易变成狐狸啊。
When you're young, you're not likely become a fox.
没有尾巴的狐狸啊。
You become a fox without a tail.
你知道耶稣骂谁是老狐狸吗？
Do you know who Jesus was speaking to?
骂那个希律王。
He was a King Herod.
希律王是老狐狸，耶稣很少这样骂人的。
He was rebuking King Herod.
他确实是狐狸啊。
Why did Jesus say that?
他好想杀那个施洗约翰。
Because King Herod really wanted to kill John the Baptist.
心里面好妒忌他。
Very envious of John the Baptist.
因为当时的人跟随约翰，敬重约翰，却不敬重他。
Because people respected John the Baptist, not King Herod.
但是因为他。约翰太得人的敬重了，他找不到理由，找不到一个机会来杀那个约翰。
And because John the Baptist was very highly respected by people, King Herod has difficulty trying to find fault at him.
哪一段圣经是我猜想的
That area is what I guessed from.
不过呢，我觉得老狐狸通常都会这样做。
But I think old foxes will do that.
他好想杀约翰。
He wants to kill John the Baptist. 他
找不到借口了。
But doesn't have an excuse to kill him.
不过有一天呢，他那个希罗底，他不应该娶的一个女人，但是他娶了。
So King Herod married the woman.
然后呢，那个希罗底的女儿跳舞跳得很好。
And her daughter danced very well.
然后呢，那个希律就讲了一句话。
So King Herod said this thing to the wife.
我觉得他是故意讲。
I think he said it deliberately to the wife.
我觉得他是跟希罗底这女儿都弄好的，都讲好的。
I personally think it's a setup.
因为一个女孩子不会那么狠的。
Because a young girl wouldn't say such thing.
尤其是那个喜欢跳舞的女孩子不会那么狠的。
Especially a little girl who likes to dance.
好像今天那个喜欢音乐的人比较良善嘛，今天的广告都是这样讲的。
And especially people who like music, they tend to be more calm.
怎么会那么狠呢？
How can a little girl
be so evil? 那个希律说，你要什么我都给你。
King Herod said, whatever you ask for, I will give.
想都不用想。
The little girl even didn't think.
我要施洗约翰的头。
The little girl said, I want the head of John the Baptist.
然后呢，这希律就故意，好像没有办法了。
So King
讲出来了。
So King Herod, because he already said those words, he has no choice.
这个就杀了约翰。
So he killed John the Baptist using that excuse.
所以难怪耶稣说这个老狐狸。
No wonder Jesus rebukes him as the old
fox. 人已经不像人了。
He's not like a human anymore.
你说老虎吗？
Can you say tiger?
老虎好凶吗？
Tiger is very, very vicious.
老虎可以杀人，是咬人啊。
Tiger can kill.
你说老虎杀人多还是人杀人多啊？
Does tiger kill people more or people kill people more?
老虎打架之后，他就各走各路了。
After tigers fight, they part their ways.
然后人呢还会藏在暗处，等你出来砍你一刀的。
Humans actually hide in the area, waiting for you to come and kill you.
那个老虎不用笑着来砍你的，人会笑着砍你的。
Tigers would not smile at you and kill you. Humans will.
这个人啊，真的已经不像人，不是兽，不是兽，人不是人了。这是乱了，整个都乱了。
Everything is mixed up. Humans are no longer like humans.
但是你知道教会有一个最大的任务是什么吗？
What is the biggest mission for a church?
若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人。
Whoever comes in church, When the Holy Spirit shines on you, you can be a fully man.
所以我觉得这是一个梦想。
I think that is a dream.
最少我希望每个进到教会的人都重新成为一个人。
At least for people who step into church, I want them to become a fully man, a
person. 大家有没有看过一个卡通片啊？叫 Bambi， 有没有看过
？I don't know if you watched the cartoon called Bambi.
我是很久以前看过了。
I watched it a while back.
有一个很出名的对白。
It was a special, interesting dialogue.
那个 Bambi 在那个森林里面呢，生活得很好的。
Bambi was living in the forest very happily.
但是有一天呢，他惊叫了。
But one day, she screamed.
为什么 Bambi 会惊叫呢
？But why did Bambi scream?
因为他看见一个飞机从那个森林里面经过了。
Because Bambi saw an airplane coming across the forest.
没有什么事发生，不就是一个飞机经过了
？Nothing happened, just an airplane coming across.
飞机人才会坐飞机啊。
Only humans create airplanes.
很多森林里面的问题啊，都是人产生出来的。
A lot of forest issues happen due to humans.
那我们做一个梦。
Let's have a dream.
人恢复成为人。
Humans return back to what we were created.
教会里面注重人的跟上帝的关系。
And focus on your relationship with God within the church.
跟人的得救。
And your salvation.
好不好？让我们的教会都看重这件事情。
May our church really focus on that point.
我在讲我以前的教会，有一个另外一个特点。
I'm talking about my patch church.
教会呢，他新批新朋友来到了，他常常都问一个问题。
Every time there's a newcomer, they often ask this one question.
他们没有我们那么客气的。
They're not as welcoming as our church.
大概我们都好多年轻人哈，所以我们来到这里，通常问一个问题。
So we ask this one question.
你得救了没有？
Have you been saved?
今天有人会问这个问题啊。
Do you ask this question when people come in?
你得救了没有？
Have you been saved?
我们不是问你信主了没有？
We're not asking have you believed?
我们是问你得救了没有？
We're asking have you been saved?
他们就通常会看着你问什么叫得救啊？
They will ask you what does it mean to be saved?
什么叫得救啊？
What does it mean?
那我们就跟他坐下来，好好告诉他，得救是这样的。
So then we and when they ask, we will sit down with them.
是关心人的灵魂。
It's about a person's
spiritual. 关心人与神的关系。
And it's about person and God's relationship.
关心人的重生得救。
And caring about person's resurrection.
恢复成为一个人。
And returning back to a man that was created by God.
我希望这是我们的第三个梦。
I hope this is our third dream.
我们第四个梦，我们看第四个梦。
Let's look at the fourth dream.
第四个梦呢，是在24-28节。
It's from verse 24-28.
24节，耶和华，你所造的何其多，都是你用智慧造成的。遍地满了你的丰富，那里有海，又大又广，其中有无数的动物，大小活物都有。那里有船行走，有你所造的鳄鱼游泳在其中。这都按仰望你按时给他食物。你给他们，他们便食起来；你张手，他们便得美食。
From verse 24, how many are your works, Lord? In wisdom you made them all. The earth is full of your creatures. There is the sea, vast and spacious, teeming with creatures beyond number, living things both large and small. There are ships go to and fro, and Leviathan, which you formed to frolic there. All creatures look to you to give them their food at the proper time. When you give it to them, they gather it up. When you open your hand, they are satisfied with good things.
但是讲这个一幅图画，好大的海洋，又大又广的海洋。
So here it mentions about ocean, vast and
long. 里面有好多好多活物啊，好多鱼啊，好多东西在这个活物在那里。
And there's a lot of living creatures within the ocean.
然后呢，请大家注意的那里第二十六节。
In verse 26,
那里有船行走。
So there's the ships go to and from.
又有你所造的鳄鱼游泳在其中。
And also Leviathan, which you form to frolic there.
这里翻译作鳄鱼 ，alligator.
Alligator essentially. Translated elevator.
但是
alligator.
但是这个原文，这个翻译啦，这应该是一个不知道是什么的庞然大物。
Actually, in the original version, it's saying a huge, large animal that we don't know what to call it.
不知道是什么的庞然大物。
We do not know what it's called. A large creature.
这个是个好特别的图画。
It's a very special image.
有船在里行走。
There is a ship going to and from.
那又有一些不知道是什么的庞然大物在那里游泳其中。
And on the side, a creature that you don't even know what to call on the side.
这是什么？
What is that?
这是个梦境啊。
It's a dream.
人是不怕的。
Men, we're not afraid.
没有害怕的。
We don't have fear.
为什么没有害怕呢？
Why?
因为上帝每一种食物都每一个动活物都给他们饱足了。
Because God has given every living creature to man.
所以呢，那个不知道是什么的庞然大物不需要吃你那个船啊。
Oh, actually, God created all the creature. They are satisfied with their own. They're already satisfied, so they won't seek to attack humans.
这个是一幅图，一个梦想，一幅图画。
And that is an image, a dream.
我觉得这个是描述什么呢？
What is it trying to mention?
信仰。
Faith.
这个特点特质就是叫人不怕。
The one truth of faith is making you not afraid.
你可以想象那个船。
You can imagine the ship.
在这个不知名的，这个应该不止一条鳄鱼啊，一个不是一条那样的鱼啊，当然是好多这种的鱼啊。
There's probably many those unknown creatures in the ocean.
那然后你在他们当中航行，你却不怕。
A ship going to and from, you're on it, you're not afraid.
就好像诗篇二十三篇所形容的
，Just like Psalm 23 it says。
那句是什么？我虽然行过死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害，就是这个意思。
Even though I walk through the valleys, but I'm not afraid.
Yeah, 在敌人面前，你为我摆设筵席，也同样的意思。
And in front of my enemies, you have set up everything.
这是教会能够给人的。一个非常重要的信实。
That is a foundational thing that a church can provide.
不用怕。
That is, do not be afraid.
就是啊，在世界有苦难，但我把平安赐给你。
In the world, there is suffering. However, I give you my peace.
我觉得教会有一个这样的一个任务。
I think church has this mission.
那求神帮助我们。
And ask God to help us.
你不怕。当你不怕的时候，你才可以承担责任。
When you're not afraid, then you can take on more responsibility.
你才可以好好的来帮助人。
And then you can help other people.
你知道今天好多人不敢去帮助人的。
A lot of times people nowadays are afraid to help others.
当然这个社会啊，好多叫他害怕的地方。
Because there's a lot of things that make you afraid in the society.
有好多事情我们不敢做的。
A lot of things we're not able to do due to fear.
不敢离开那个 comfort zone 安全的地方。
We're not willing to leave our own comfort zone.
为什么怕？
Why? Because we're afraid.
我怕我做不到。
I'm afraid that I cannot.
我怕我要损失。
Afraid that I will lose something.
所以我必须要装取好多好多，就是。好像叫篱笆围着我。
So therefore, I obtain many fences surrounding myself.
当你要找好多东西来要你更多的安全的时候，你就不会顾到外面的事情。
And when you're surrounding yourself, fencing yourself up, you will not care for what's outside of it.
我觉得不怕是一个好珍贵的一个 生命的素质，不怕。
I think it's a great thing to have when you're not afraid, a great characteristic.
我们千万不要找了跟那些常常害怕的人做朋友。
Don't be friends with those who are easily scared.
因为他怕的时候，他会出卖你的。
Because when they're scared, when they're anxious, they will betray you. Because they're afraid.
你有问题，比我有问题好，所以就出卖你，因为他怕。
They're afraid. So when you have problems, it's better than themselves having problems.
他怕就不敢讲实话了。
And because they're afraid, they're not willing to tell the truth.
他怕就不敢做应该做的事了。
Because they're afraid, they're not able to do things that they're supposed to.
多可怕了。
How scary is that?
所以什么都怕的人是最可怕的。
So those who are afraid, anxious, are the most scary people.
但是教会我们的信息，我们的信仰本身，就好像这幅图画一样。
However, our foundation for our faith is just like this image.
虽然有好多不知道是什么的东西在我的旁边。
Even though there are so many unknown creatures around us.
但我仍然能够好好的向前。
However, I'm still able to move forward.
所以呢，这是我们教会应该有的四个梦想。
That is the four images, four dreams that our church should have.
其实讲清楚一点呢，这个不仅仅是梦想。
To be more specific, it's not just dreams.
为什么呢?
Why?
世界的人的梦想就是天空海阔，什么都可以梦。
In the world, dreams is like anything in the sky.
但是在信仰里面，神对每一个梦想都有应许的。
However, in the faith, God has a promise to all the dreams that we dream.
神用他的恩典，他的应许，他的能力来托住我们。
Through his blessing, his promise, he's able to hold us to the dreams that we have.
所以我们假如愿意梦想的话，我们可以梦想成真。
So therefore, as long as we're willing to dream, it'll come true.
我常常都觉得我好蒙恩典，因为我好多梦想都成真了。
I often feel very, very blessed because a lot of dreams that I had dreamed, it has come true.
甚至在神的恩典中。我没有梦想的，我不敢去梦想的，上帝的恩典也临到了，都成真。
And God's blessing is so vast that those I am afraid of dreaming, God has already made it true.
所以弟兄姐妹，教会存在。
So therefore, brothers and sisters,
是需要梦想。
Church needs to have a dream.
还记得刚才的几幅图画吗
？You still remember the couple dream, the images I gave?
回去好好再读诗篇104篇。
Go home and reread Psalm 104.
把时间交给你。